Chelsea at Stamford Bridge for the Reds. It is your pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap, John Gibbons, Ian Salmon, Mankman-Cole as well. And we will have Chris Barber giving us the opposition view a little bit later on. I mean, there's a fair bit going on at Chelsea in the last 24 hours. But Gibbo, on these shows, I always like to do a little bit of reflection. We were at City together at the weekend. You've had 48 hours to digest it. How are you feeling about it now?
Not much better, really, to be honest with you. Not massively different. I think it's a tough one, really, because in isolation, it's not a huge amount to get sort of wound up about or worried about, really, because they're a really good side. It's the toughest fixture of the season. You know, I don't care what Arsenal are up to. It's the toughest game to go there and play. And they can beat anyone, and they have beaten better Liverpool sides than this one, albeit probably a better City side themselves. So you can just sort of shrug your shoulders and move on from a defeat at the Etihad. But at the same time, there's a lot of the stuff that we've seen in that game that we've seen a lot, and the away form generally is a worry. Their responses to adversity is a worry, and you know, the fact that the manager's coming out there afterwards and saying only four lads have done basically what he's wanted them to is a concern as well. And so I just think our away form is just so off it at the moment that it makes me think that it's going to be really hard to claw these points back. You know, I watched Newcastle yesterday and thought they played really well, and they look on it and they look ready for this fight for fourth. Obviously, United were poor, but you fancy to pick up points. We need to get eight from one of them. And we're not going to do it at Anfield. You know, I don't think it's going to be possible with the way that those two are able to pick up points, really. And so to do it, we need to be, you know, going on winning streaks effectively and really putting pressure on. And they don't look, based on Saturday and what we've seen from them away generally, you know, Bournemouth, if they go back from there, capable of doing that at the moment, which is, you know, very frustrating indeed.